It's like a sanctuary.
Emily Baragwanath loves her backyard. In fact, the yard and trees bordering the property line were major factors that led her to move from elsewhere in Chapel Hill's Glen Lennox neighborhood to the first block of Oakwood Drive a few years ago. But now knowing a grocery store could be only a few yards away, she questions whether she should have made the move.
These trees, these are the trees. This is where the grocery would be. There'd be the service road. I think this fence is kind of where the property line is.
Baragwanath is among a group of concerned residents asking whether the plan strays too far from the legally binding development agreement. When Grubb Properties approached the Oakwood Drive residents in April with the idea, the business asked for feedback on the initial plans. After the group provided it, Grubb representatives said the project would not only go forward, but would aim to without modifying the development agreement, meaning a town council vote would not be necessary. Feeling like their input was disregarded, a working group of Oakwood residents started combing through the DA to determine how such a change could qualify under the permitted uses.
Houses adjacent to the loading dock.
Right.
So it's, you know,
Trudy Amick, who moved to her Oakwood Drive home in 2016, leads the working group of residents. She said she and her peers understand the neighboring property will be redeveloped from empty old apartments, but their primary concern is Grubb building what is allowable in the development agreement. Amick maintains a critical element is the 2012 Glen Lennox Area Neighborhood Conservation District Plan, which relied upon significant resident feedback and is referenced in the DA. With this new proposal by Grubb Properties, Amick said she worries whether that document, with more specific stipulations, will be used in the Chapel Hill planning staff's review of any new site plans.
If the people at the town and the people at Grubb have no context for interpreting that, they can just look at the zoning overlay and say, oh, well, you know, this is what it is. When there's this whole 93-page document full of context that was discussed and agreed upon by the town, by the developer, and by the neighborhood.
Kevin Foy, a former Chapel Hill mayor, was one of the original residents who helped contribute to the Neighborhood Conservation District Plan. He pointed to the changes in 2021 that allowed the construction of the Calix apartment building at Glen Lennox as an example of the developers collaborating well with the neighborhood.
So when that major modification came up, we worked with Grubb, the town worked with Grubb, and we've worked something out. Not everybody's so happy, but it got worked out. This seems much clearer to be a major modification. We don't know what the town's going to do yet.
Yeah. Grubb Properties contends it is taking the residents' feedback into account while developing its plans for the land, with any formal submission being made to the Chapel Hill Planning Department later this year. The department's main focus is the zoning overlay regulations and permitted use table, which states what type of development can and cannot be built on the land.
We do have the belief that this is a business general use, which is allowed on Block 3.
That's project manager Kristen Myers, who is among the Grubb leaders communicating with the Oakwood Drive residents. She said Grubb explored other options for the site, although she did not specify what type of development or businesses. Myers also said this remains the most feasible option for the company's goals and argued it fits with the vision of Glen Lennox, providing a work, live, and play environment for residents.
You know, we've really worked hard on creating this walkable, bikeable community as well. And so, you know, having a grocer within Glen Lennox that people can walk and bike to is also very important to us.
But the residents also point out how the change to that property would diversify what development and tenants Grubb Properties has within Glen Lennox, which may be of higher importance than ever before with the rising costs of construction for residential and commercial spaces. Grubb Properties called a meeting with some Oakwood Drive residents on September 4th, their first face-to-face gathering since late June. Multiple attendees said CEO Clay Grubb pleaded for the group to negotiate with him while not budging on the plan to add a grocery store. Amick and five other sources from the meeting said the indication was clear. The entire Glen Lennox redevelopment could be in financial jeopardy without an anchor tenant on that land.
He is telling us how he needs to build a grocery store. He needs to build it. I mean, there's a desperation in this need to build, and that if he doesn't build, that he could be foreclosed on.
Tom Whitworth, who has lived on Oakwood Drive since the 1990s, remembers meeting Clay Grubb in 2012. At the time, Whitworth and his wife were remodeling their home, and he asked Grubb whether they should be concerned about future development affecting their living situation. Whitworth remembers Grubb adamantly saying that any changes would be beneficial to the neighborhood and their home value. While Whitworth said he is not opposed to a grocery store on that parcel, he said he doubts there could be an appropriate transition from the property line to the grocery store and its parking lot. And Whitworth added, he's discouraged by Grubb Properties showing few signs of taking resident feedback into its plans.
And I do believe that he's strapped financially, and I understand that, but, you know, it's not our problem. It shouldn't be the environment's problem. It's his problem. It drives me crazy, and I'm sure everybody here feels the same way.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.